95% safe and effective, Mr. Cooper?
Sorry?
95% safe and effective?
Hey everybody, Josh Searson of World Alternative Media here, and my friend Dan just took an amazing video in one of my favorite towns in Mexico, Jalapa, where he saw Anderson Cooper jump out of a boat and confronted him on the very obvious fact that he promoted crimes against humanity and promoted the injections and promoted a lot of stuff he lied about for Big Pharma, which ended up killing a lot of people, continues to kill a lot of people. And I wanted to show you the clip in full, and then after we are going to talk to Dan shortly about what he did. There's links in the description, of course, for his Apocalypse Now Telegram channel as well as his Twitter, so make sure to look below for that. But without further ado, here's the video.
Safe and effective, Mr. Cooper?
Sorry?
95% safe and effective? How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night fear-mongering a virus with a 99.97% survival rate? How do you sleep at night? Fucking, you're a mass serial killer.
And we're joined by Dan, who was, of course, the man taking the video over there in Jalapa, Mexico, of Anderson Cooper. And of course, you know, it's a strange thing to be sitting on the beach and see a pharma criminal jump out of a boat with some woman. It's not his wife, because, well, we know that Anderson Cooper wouldn't have a wife. But I wanted to kind of get into this a little bit with you, Dan, and I want to hear your thoughts on how this happened. What do you think about Anderson Cooper, et cetera? So first of all, you're sitting there on the beach, and then what happens next?
Yeah, so we had to check out of an Airbnb, and we had 4 hours until the next boat left. And the main beach there, you've been there, it's kind of a big drop-off. So it's not the greatest place for a two-year-old. So we went to this side beach called Playa Isabel, that's much more conducive to a kid. It has little tide pools and stuff. So we're just there killing time. He's having fun in the ocean. We're jumping in and swimming and getting out. And she's nursing, and I'm sitting on a rock, and I just see this boat come up. And thank God I had my phone right handy in my backpack, and I look. And I'm like, it's Anderson Cooper. So I just instantly started filming. And I did it portrait. I hate people who do portrait, but I figure like Instagram and TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and it was funny because some people were waiting for him. And he jumps off the boat. There's no dock or anything. So he has to jump off the boat. And there's like two or three people. I go, whoa, what a great guy. He's able to jump off the boat. Oh, what a special. Like the guy, remember he waded in, like, he pretended like he was in a flood that one time.
Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, you see someone walking behind him and it's like ankles deep, and you see him, he's like crouching down in the water. Yeah. And okay. So Anderson Cooper obviously is one of the worst CIA criminals on television, has been for a long time. Comes from the Vanderbilt family. He was telling everyone to wear a mask. He was telling everyone to get the injection. A lot of blood is on his hands for what he did in 2021 to even to today. He's still kind of pushing it, though he pretends it's not. Oh, well, you know, I didn't know at the time. Maybe you have to get one every year now or whatever. But at the time he said safe and effective, 95% safe and effective. And a lot of people, gullible people, jumped in and got the injections because of it. So, what do you think of Anderson Cooper? I know he very rarely gets confronted. There was a few confrontations 10 years ago or so where he was confronted on being CIA and all that kind of stuff, which he was. He was a CIA intern. But I wanted to hear your thoughts on what really pisses you off about Anderson Cooper.
Good question. Thanks for bringing that up, Josh. All these people, I don't understand what's going on. What is going on, Josh? Like, why is nobody talking about what these people did? Why is no one talking about what they did to an entire generation of children? Why is no one talking about these people who are paralyzed, these people whose eyes or like calves are this big from blood clots, who have been had limbs amputated, who have lost parents, who have lost grandparents, children, orphaned children. I mean, n oh, let's just move on to the next thing. Let's just pretend this didn't happen. And I think a lot of it is trauma. I think people, if you bought COVID or if you didn't buy COVID, I believe there is a level of trauma. A lot of people don't want to admit it, but I think if they're honest, they don't want to look back at this. And to see someone, another equivalent to Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, who was just theater acting, the worst theater acting, pretended he was hiding in his basement. Anderson Cooper too pretended, oh, I was with my sons and I had COVID, but I kept testing negative, so it wasn't my fault. And just all this absurdity that these people need to be in prison. They're accessories to mass murder, crimes against humanity. This is, I mean, I'd like to hear a counter argument. I've never heard one.
Well, I mean, Dan, there's very few things as hated as the mainstream media, and we've seen things like publications like The Atlantic saying that they wanted forgiveness for telling everyone to get injected and shaming people and attacking people's bodily autonomy. So they're very much hated. Barely anyone watches TV anymore. But I find it interesting that no, you never see videos of people confronting these people. Like you almost never see these people are so hated, but they have to go out to dinner. They have to walk down the street. Why is there no one else, going and taking a camera on a beach in Mexico? I mean, it would have been so easy. I know Yalapa, it would have been so easy to corner the guy and confront him because there's, I mean, there's no cars there. There's no way he could get around really other than walking. Why do we not see more people going up to these CIA operatives that have, blood of millions on their hands?
I think more have a lot more security than they used to have, and I also wouldn't go like I wouldn't I think some of those could have been set up from the beginning, like way back in the day. Who knows, but like, yeah, they have security. But the good thing about Yalapa was at least like I didn't move. I just was able to sit on a rock. I knew where he was going, what direction, so I knew he was gonna have to go around me, so I didn't have to be aggressive. I didn't follow him down the path and can and be a total dick. It was just like I got my point across. Did you get on air and say 95% safe and effective over and over and over again for months and months and months, telling these people to inject their children? We also need babies peeing right here on the floor.
Good timing.
I want to say someone else too. These women, Emmy Rossum. Do you know Emmy Rossum from
Of
Shameless?
course,
She's
the
Emmy is
everyone
male.
get your vaccine while you're pregnant, Emmy Rossum from Shameless.
Yes, that is murder. She should be in jail. She said that, oh my God, I got vaccinated at 8 months pregnant and my baby was born with the antibodies. Okay, how was that even tested? They PCR tested the test that doesn't work in the first place.
For an illness that has never been
An
isolated.
infant for a virus that's never been isolated. And then she came back a year later and says, I jabbed my 1-year-old. So how many women, are taking that advice. How many people were listening to Anderson Cooper back at the time? How many people were listening to Stephen Colbert?
Well, these
You
scumbags
know,
themselves
Chris
were just getting
Cuomo.
like salt injections themselves. I mean, we know a few people died from the injections that are Hollywood, but a lot of them just got fake shots. And I mean, in general, a lot of the shots were fake. That's why we haven't seen more people than the 500% increase in excess death die. But you know, a lot of these people went and got a saltwater shot, like Emmy Rossum probably, because she had a baby right after getting injected. So I can only imagine that it was a fake injection. It was some kind of salt water. And then she has a balls as another, like, again, Mossad and CIA operatives all over Hollywood, all over the media, all over in Washington, et cetera, going out there and telling people to inject their children. It is a human sacrifice. It's evil. It's absolutely disgusting.
You can see what her background is on our Wikipedia page, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. And
And her husband made Mr. Robot. I don't know if you saw Mr. Robot, but the first season was amazing. It was like conspiracy theorist show, with Christian Slater. And then look what he turns into. He made the Obama propaganda piece in Netflix, the one about some futuristic. I haven't watched it, but some dystopian future predictive
I
programming
think it's
graphic.
called This Is the End or something like that.
So I don't know. I'd like to hear, I'd like to have conversations with people because Brett Weinstein, right? The new face of the anti-vax movement who wore a mask at home, who sanitized his groceries. Oh, give him a break. He woke up. No, he didn't. These people go where the money goes. Dr. Drew, part of the wellness company, making money off the cure for the vaccine. I don't believe in the spike protein in the fucking first place. So it's like
You got the
these
amazing
people.
Polly and David Icke speaking out a lot about the wellness company and, you know, the correlations there, as well as like just the new narrative network. You have the mainstream media, which is obviously junk, but it's dying. It's called dinosaur media for a reason. And then you have the mainstream alternative media, which is almost, you know, the vast majority of the famous independent medias out there that are chasing money, chasing a new narrative, which is also incorrect. So yeah, you have Brett Weinstein, you have Tucker, you have, you know, a lot of people out there that I believe are definitely, whether they know it or not, following a new narrative.
Yeah. He does have that weird Keith Olbermann like old lady look going on. So maybe all of them weren't saline. I don't know. But
Maybe, yeah.
yeah, it's these people, okay, let's say, oh, they learn new information and they woke up and now they're speaking out and they're whistleblowers. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. Why, when the CDC, in which I explained to him in the video in May of 2020, the CDC, we were told, don't listen to anyone except the World Health Organization and the CDC. That fat pig from YouTube said it. Everybody said it all over the media. That's our source of information. That comes directly from Event 201. So when the CDC comes out and goes, oh, actually, you're locked down and you've been locked down for a month, but the fatality rate is only 0.0064%. Like, and it continues. So why didn't you look at that data? Because the money, your career is, will be harmed if you look at that data, even though it comes from the CDC. They're going where the money is. That Dr. Drew is going where the money is. He was pushing the jab. He's pushing COVID. He kind of went halfway against mandates. Maybe he didn't completely. I don't like that border either. Oh, he didn't support mandates. So that makes it all okay. Like, no, you influenced Americans to inject themselves with poison, something that could very well harm them, something that very well could make their children homeless.
And make people sick for generations, and of course it make their children sick, and it's a human sacrifice. It's evil. It really is a ritualistic sacrifice of of mankind that we're witnessing here. So, you know, Dan, I appreciate you joining us today, and we'll talk more. We have stuff we want to talk with Dan about in the future regarding RFK Jr. and other things, because there's a lot to talk about, especially with the new narrative network that's forming. And, you know, I've known Dan for 4 years now in Mexico, and he came to Mexico one day before me back in 2020. And, you know, it's been interesting because I know he's got a lot of content on his Apocalypse Now Telegram channel, where, of course, you know, in many occasions he's taken, thousands of photos of masked idiots walking down the street. It's pretty funny, actually, when you scroll through it. And, you know, has been against this narrative from the beginning. So again, I appreciate you joining us today, Dan. We'll have to talk more in the future. Can you tell everyone where they can find your work? Rumble, Telegram, Twitter, etc.
Oddly enough, yesterday was my 4-year anniversary in Mexico.
Yeah.
So what do I get as an anniversary gift? Just like an open ocean with Anderson Cooper writing right directly at me. Wow. You know, so yeah, Apocalypse Now Mexico is the actual link, the Telegram link. And there's Apocalypse Now on Rumble, on BitChute, and on Odyssey. I haven't uploaded since maybe early 2022. I uploaded a few things, but yeah, I mean, what Amazing Polly is doing is scratching the surface, in my opinion. You know, and I'd like to say, like, just real fast, that we become what we're fighting against, what we resent, right? If we're resenting something like Big Pharma, like, look how evil, corrupt, horrible, look how they put their people in government, you know, and OxyContin and the Sackler family, and you watch that show, like that Hulu show, I can't think of what it was called, but it's like you become them.
Yeah.
So I've watched these people become just like pharma, who were the dissidents, who were making money off the variants, who were fear-mongering variants on Zero Hedge, who were selling the cure to the vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, just treating people like suckers, just like pharma did. So yeah, that pisses me off too, man.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And they will always create a new narrative. And again, the CIA has a term called a limited hangout. Tell part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth, in order to misdirect people from the entirety of the truth. So we just continue piling on and on and on forever. And that's absolutely what we're seeing today. I mean, when I got into independent media, things were a lot different. Things have changed dramatically, and everyone either goes full on into this narrative or full on into that narrative with a few little differences, but so few that it you almost don't notice it. And we have to continue just be blatantly true and obvious and truthful in independent media, and not give a damn about the clicks in that so-called community, because of course that community has been fractured since Trump, since 2020, since all that kind of stuff happened, and it's only getting worse in a lot of ways. So I really appreciate what David Icke and Amazing Polly is doing in order to call out a lot of that. Does that mean that all these guys are working for the CIA? No, a lot of them don't know what they're doing. They kind of are just going along with the narrative that seems like it's right. Maybe they believe it, or maybe they think it's popular, or maybe they're actually getting paid to push it. In the case of people like Brett Weinstein, it seems like that might be the case with him. But, you know, there's a lot there.
They're all getting paid to push it, gosh. They're all getting paid to push it by getting paid by Twitter for engagement.
Right. Yeah, hey, I got 4. Go ahead.
I was going to say they don't have the incentive to fact check.
Yeah.
Well, they're going for clicks. They want to piss people off. Even we will get into Schmooly in the future, people.
Oh, that guy's a scumbag.
How much money is he making?
Yeah.
He gets ratioed like no one ever, worse than Michael Rapaport, even. He gets ratioed, but he's getting engagement and he's getting a check.
For his daughter's sex toys.
So, yes.
Yeah. Kosher sex toys. Wow. I mean, it's just amazing. And absolutely, we need to dig deeper into all this stuff. We're dealing with absolute scum here. And The only cure for it is really to dissect it, break it apart, and destroy their arguments. And it's very easy to do that. The only issue is that most want to just follow one line into this new narrative, which makes them a bunch of money and all that kind of stuff, whether directly or indirectly, that's what happens. Twitter, for example, I have 4.8 million reach in a month, and you need 3 months. You need 5 million reach in 3 months to get monetized. And as soon as I hit 4.8 million, my stuff was throttled for weeks. And suddenly I can't, you know, I'm getting one like after 24 hours with 22,000 followers. It's amazing. That just doesn't happen unless you're being throttled. The censorship continues. People are pushed to the new people, the new guys, the new kingpins instead of the mainstream media and government and big pharma. It's instead to Elon Musk, who wants to put chips in your brain and connect it to a mesh network funded by the Pentagon. Insane. And you know, people like Trump, who is still telling people that they need to get the injections, and you know, is telling people that the mRNA shots cure cancer. I mean, he just said that on Truth Social the other day. So I mean, it's absolutely insane, and we need to keep calling these people out on all sides of the argument. You know, even if some of them used to be my friends, man, and I've just had to, you know, push them aside at this point, because you know, if they have been made aware that they're lying and they continue to do so, then at that point, I know that they cannot be trusted. So anyway, there's a lot we got to go into in the future. It's nighttime coming up right away here in Istanbul, where I am shooting this video. Dan's in Mexico, and I got to get this video up before it's midnight here. So I'm going to have to call it quits here, but we'll be
apocalypse, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the apocalypse. That's why it's called Apocalypse Now. And this is about working for the next dimension. If Absolutely. You're honest and you tell the truth, you will be taken care of.
Absolutely. I 100%.
The money will come from somewhere you don't know. You're the food, the bed, wherever. You will not be left hungry or homeless.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Well, until next time, my friends, check those links below. Go and follow Dan on many of these different platforms. And again, if you're watching on Twitter or X, the links are in the description. Or not the description, the comments of the video, because of course you cannot add links to videos and stuff on Twitter without it messing up the video. So make sure to check that out, and on all the different platforms. We appreciate everyone watching. And until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out with Dan over there in Puerto Vallarta from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.